Benjamin Dion dreams about plants.
They're not good dreams. The worst one is when this is growing on the edge of a rocky cliff and I can't get it and it's scary. I get a little anxiety from it.
The plant that's up on the cliff, the one Ben sees most often in his dreams, is called Genesta linifolia, or more commonly, flaxleaf broom. It's an invasive shrub, and Ben's job is to find it, map it, and kill it.
If you spend the entire day, say, for a 40-hour work week, looking for this plant, it's kind of, it's just stuck in your subconscious.
Every day, Ben leads his team into the island's interior. They work for CHIRP, the Catalina Habitat Improvement and Restoration Program. They have a list of about 40 invasive plants they're actively targeting, but number one on CHIRP's hit list,
Genesta linifolia.
Today, I'm joining Ben to look for Genesta on a mountainside near Avalon. Ben will be the first to tell you it's a beautiful plant. Yellow flowers, silvery leaves. People originally brought it to the island in the early 1900s as a landscape plant. And
spread, went crazy.
A former CHIRP member describes Genesta as the 6-foot-tall first grader on the basketball team. Native plants just can't compete. But it's those native plants that the island's animals actually eat. So this one plant can throw off the entire island's ecosystem.
Genesta linifolia doesn't provide anything for our native everything.
In the past 15 minutes, we've climbed from sea level to about 1,500 feet. The dirt roads ride like a roller coaster, blind summit after blind summit. Half the time I'm looking over the dashboard into an abyss.
Oh my God, holy
I trust my truck.
Ben might feel fear in his dreams, but he doesn't seem to feel any fear in real life. Which is good, because surveying the island for Genesta can be treacherous. Most of Avalon's interior is inaccessible by car, so Ben often has to park on a dirt road and then hike to wherever he's going. That can mean 10 miles up and down, steep mountains with loose soil, and sometimes, just for bonus points, gigantic patches of cacti. Today's destination doesn't have much cacti, but the drops are still kind of frightening.
Wait, yeah. So when you're up here, what do you see?
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm seeing lots of ways to die. What are you seeing?
Oh, it's just another day at work.
No matter how hot it gets, Ben has to wear long sleeve shirts and heavy pants. Clothes that will protect him from cactus spines and snake bites. He's also wearing snake gaiters and $300 La Sportiva hiking boots. But Ben's most important piece of equipment is his Trimble, a handheld mapping device. It's a digital baton, how one generation of CHIRP leaders passes information to the next.
And then you see that those red blobs on there?
Mm-hmm.
We call those polygons.
That's where Genesta was seen and killed in 2017. He scrolls through past year's maps. The Trimble shows that in the war against Genesta, CHIRP's definitely winning.
If you look at 2004, 2005, solid red. But if you look at 2017, 2018, there's just little dots everywhere.
Oh, that's great.
But CHIRP still has to come back every year to make sure new plants aren't popping up. Genesta's seeds are tenacious. They can live underground for up to 50 years. So CHIRP has to keep returning and remove any new plants before they're old enough to go to seed. If CHIRP misses just one seeding plant, it adds another 50 years to the clock.
You are here. And then
wait, so is that polygon this?
Yes. So we're almost in it right now. It's about, let's see, it's about 5 or 6 meters in front of us.
We look up toward a couple gigantic mounds of shrubs that look, well, they kind of look like Genesta, but Ben says they're not. They're native shrubs that Genesta likes to hide inside.
So it's like Where's Waldo with plants.
Yeah, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. I'm going to go, let's go down to the left here.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to poke my head in these bushes,
okay.
Literally. And so see, oh, I just found one.
Ben gives it a little tug and it just slides from the soil.
Little guy, it's this big.
Oh, it looks like a little sprig of rosemary.
They're not hard to kill, just hard to spot, especially when you're looking for the young ones. A 3-inch target on a 40,000 acre island. Ben crawls deeper into the bush. The other thing Ben wants me to know about Genesta, it's incredibly flammable. If you were to just let it spread, you'd basically be giving fires their own express lanes across the island.
Just found a decent-sized sapling. This guy is about 0.5 meter tall, but it's very good that we just caught this guy.
Later, while I'm struggling to take off my snake gaiters, I ask Ben if he ever encounters snakes in the field. Sure he does, but you know, he's Ben. He likes them.
They're part of the ecosystem. They're part of what we're protecting. So they're part of the biodiversity.
In other words, encountering snakes on the job is proof that his work is working. If animals are thriving, the right plants are growing.
So I feel like my specific, I guess, purpose right now in this point of my life is to do this. I'm good at it. I enjoy it. And it definitely takes a special type of person to come out here and do this every day.
And what kind of person is that?
I think most people would describe me as crazy for doing this, to be honest with you.
I think I would just call him fearless. On Catalina Island, this is Natalie Shisha for the Transom Traveling Workshop.